You're listening to Fashion Confab, where we have conversations with the icons and trailblazers of the fashion industry.
Today we have Joan Lefkowitz of Accessory Brainstorms. She is a licensing agent, consultant, and marketer of fashion and beauty problem solver products. She is the original marketer of Topsy Tail, which sold $100 million and was the first fashion accessory to appear on an infomercial. She helps inventors bring their products to market. She sells to mail order catalogs, TV shopping programs, and direct response TV companies, and teaches inventors how to get their products to market. I am excited to talk to Joan today. She is obviously very accomplished, and she's going to be able to share with us some good information about how she can actually help you if you are in the fashion industry. And she just has specialized skills that I think she can share with others that might want to get into her field. So thank you very much, Joan, for joining us today. I'm excited to talk to you. You are in New York right now. Are you a native of New York?
Yes, I am. I'm Brooklyn born and bred.
Okay, I like that. I like that. You're from New York and your office in New York. Do you have offices in other locations?
No, our showrooms are based in New York City in the Fashion Accessory Building at 389 Fifth Avenue.
Tell us a little bit about your background, your education, just kind of how you got into this business.
Well, I think I got in through the back door because this was my second career. I started out as a teacher, as a high school and college teacher, and I taught public speaking and speech arts. And I have a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in communications and theater arts. But after I had my children, I decided that I wanted to try a totally new field, something that I knew nothing about, so that I could have a second experience in my career and not, in the end, regret that I hadn't done enough or something different. And what I did was I evaluated the things that were of interest to me, and I whittled it down to two or three things that were of particular interest. And I said, any of these things that presented themselves, that's what I would do. And that's how I got started. But there were some early seeds planted that led me in the direction of these types of products that I handle.
Okay. And everyone knows Topsy Tail. I remember it. And so I'm excited to talk to you about that product in particular. How did you come about working with Topsy Tail?
Well, it's actually an interesting story. I had my showroom here in Manhattan, and I represented a number of fashion and beauty designers for their product lines. And there was a recession at the end of the 80s, and we were looking for new ways to encourage sales. And we had a brainstorming session in with our staff, our personnel, and we decided that we were going to invent new products for each of the designers that we represented. And we had one product that caught the eye of the media and the buyers, which was a jeweled water gun necklace. Many people got wind of this product, and it started selling like crazy. So when the woman from Topsy Tail, Jemima Edmark, came to New York looking for a sales rep, our trade publication Accessories Magazine pointed her in our direction, telling her that we are interested in very innovative products. And she interviewed a few companies, and she selected us as the company that to do the marketing for her.
Okay. So you took that product and you negotiated a deal where they were the first fashion accessory to appear on an infomercial.
Well, actually, she had already created that deal.
Okay.
That was before I started working with direct response TV companies. That was back in the early 90s. She created that deal, but my company did the marketing to department stores and catalogs and other categories of retail.
Okay. And you've been coined the title, the mother of invention.
Yes.
And I thought that was really neat. I kind of gave you a title myself.
Can't wait to hear that one.
I'm a big Shark Tank fan. So when I read your bio and I just, did some research on you, I thought, you know what, I think she's the original Shark Tank. You are the person who started this whole, taking an invention and and actually selling it. What are your thoughts about that? Do you watch Shark Tank?
Well, my thoughts about it are that, yeah, you know, indeed, we did start in the early 90s, and Shark Tank is a thing of the present and the last few years. But interestingly enough, I recently co-authored a book called Successful Inventing, and Barbara Corcoran of Shark Tank gave it an excellent review.
That's great.
The exact name of the book is Secrets of Successful Inventing.
Okay. And the book obviously gives you tips about inventing. Do you have any tips that you'd like to share with us today?
Well, many people come up with inventions. I think most human beings have creative minds and they are creating ideas and things all the time. But a real inventor will take the time to figure out how to either make the invention or get it made and find out if it's worth making at all and do a great deal of research to get the first steps done in the inventing process. And people think if they have a great idea, they're going to make a lot of money. It's not the case at all. The case is that people have to work very hard and very systematically to get an invention made and into the marketplace. And in the book, I'm one of several authors. Each one of us has written a chapter on a different area of inventing and getting the product to market. In the case of myself, I did the chapter on licensing.
You're listening to Fashion Confab.
Did you have any experience before you got into this business around licensing?
I had no experience whatsoever. I never so much as sold a raffle or babysat for money.
Wow.
I went in cold turkey. This is not advised, but that's the way that I did it.
But, you know, it's a good story to tell because you just never know the direction that your career will go into and how successful you'll be. You just have to kind of be open to the possibilities.
Well, you know, it was interesting for me to do this, but my parents were a bit aghast after all of the money that they put into my education in a different field. But after I got going, they saw my passion for it and the types of things that products that I was working with, and you know, and then eventually they confirmed that it was a great thing.
Okay. So tell us, what are your plans? What's going on right now in your business that we should know about, and what's the direction of your business?
Well, we're focusing on the fashion and beauty accessory inventions, and we sell them to catalogs, to online retailers, to the TV shopping networks. And in select cases, I'm able to do licenses for certain products with direct response TV companies. And what we're focusing on now is selecting some of those products that go to these retail places for sale and actually taking on manufacturing and distributing a small number of them ourselves.
Okay.
And in other cases, if the product is not manufactured, I try to connect the invention with an appropriate manufacturer who will license the product from the inventor, manufacture it, and distribute it through their channels.
Wow. Well, you must be a very busy lady. I know there are so many people that want to license products and their fashion lines coming out every day that want your support. So how does someone get in touch with you? I know that they can reach you by email or something like that, but do you accept every product or do you go through a process of determining if it's worth your time or not?
Well, on our website, which is accessorybrainstorms.com, we have a questionnaire, and the person who wants to submit the invention needs to answer the questions on the questionnaire, and then if it is something of interest to us, we will contact the party.
Okay.
That's the best way, because that way we get to know something about the product and the individual and to see if it's something that's at the stage where we can handle it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I get emails for my business all day about different lines of clothing being started. I guess that's another thing that we could talk about briefly. What's your take on the business of fashion today? I mean, as opposed to the way it was probably maybe 20 years ago.
You know, it is really very different because when I started out in the business, a company could sell their products to many different kinds of retailers. And there were lots and lots of small businesses and boutiques throughout the United States. But as time went on, there were a lot of mergers, and with the various recessions, many, many of the small stores went out of business or were bought up by bigger stores. And even the different department store chains got bought up and were conglomerated into just a few. So there are so few ways to do business now that it is more difficult now to get a product, an innovative product out there. And the other side of that coin is that stores, retailers, do not want to buy from a company that has one or two products because they don't want to bother doing the paperwork to be working with a vendor that doesn't have a lot to offer them. Mm-hmm. So it is more difficult for the independent designer now to get their product out there.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's certainly true from my experience. So that's why we work with companies like yours that are specialized. You sort of have the relationships and know how to go about taking a product to being successful in the marketplace.
That's one of the reasons why we started focusing on selling to mail order catalog in the early 90s, because there were so many small store closings and even department store closings that we wanted to go a different route. And that was a very strong route at that time, I mean, as is online sales now. But the catalogs, the majority of the catalogs have both their books that they send out in the mail as well as their online presence. So that's the direction that we go with.
Okay. So let's talk about you personally. Tell me what or who inspires you.
There was one particular part of my life when I was a teenager that my mother influenced me, and I didn't know it until it all came out in this business. Living in New York City, there was a lot of excitement around me and places to go and things to do. And I used to go with my friends on the subway to Greenwich Village whenever we had free time. And I used to go to the stores, and I loved all the clothing, and there was a limit to how much I could buy. And at a given point, my mother taught me how to accessorize. And from that point on, I was hooked with accessories. And it was always a priority, actually, over the clothing itself. So that was early seeds planted for me. The other thing that happened, and this is not a person, but when I was living out in the suburbs for a couple of years, just a few years, when I had at the time I had my children, I was teaching public speaking part-time at a university. And one day I picked up a local newspaper and I saw a little classified ad in the back that said, looking for people who want to bring new-to-the-world products to the public. Mm-hmm. And I clipped that little thing. It just drew me. And I kept it in my purse. And then a few years later, when I was doing this personal evaluation, mm-hmm. I took it out and I looked at it and I said, wow, that is something that would really intrigue me.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Fashion Confab.
You know, and I have a sales agency, so I represent different brands as well. So I know the challenges that people face when they're trying to get their product into retail stores, because I do it myself. So as I'm talking to you, I'm actually learning and getting information that, you know, is helpful to me. So what advice would you give someone that wants to get into your field? You do a lot of things. You do marketing, and you're sort of a sales and marketing arm for Inventions, and you also handle the PR. So what's some advice that you would give to people that want to get into your field?
Well, it depends what they want to do in the field. Mm-hmm. If they want to, if their product is established and they want to actually sell it, they're at the point where they want to sell it, I think one of the key things is to have excellent sales materials, marketing mm-hmm. materials, both in print and available digitally. And when we work with a designer or an inventor, so to speak, that is the first thing that we ask for after we approve the product. You know, what materials do you have that we can use to promote your product? You know, because it is fashion is a totally visual trade. People want to see something. And more is being done now through the Internet, whereas we used to call each and every buyer, and we still call some. Many buyers do not want to take calls at this point, mm-hmm. so we either have to mail them something or we try to send them something digitally.
Okay. And if someone wanted to license products like you do, what advice would you give them?
I definitely would suggest that they use a licensing agent who specializes mm-hmm. in the category or field which their product is in.
Mm-hmm.
Because licensing agents speak to personnel in companies and on a daily basis and have mm-hmm. ongoing relationships. And they also know how to walk in a product and talk the talk, whereas an individual tries to go to a big corporation to license their product directly. Sometimes they're too attached to the product, and it's hard for them to hear the no's or to hear the evaluations. So it's mm-hmm. kind of like a screen for the inventor or the individual, as well as it offers expertise when it comes time for negotiating. The party should have both an attorney and a licensing agent very familiar with the specific field to do the negotiating to advise the best ways of doing things in that particular field.
Okay. Do you have a fashion icon?
Well, kind of the no-brainer is Diana Vreeland, because mm-hmm. her accessories were so extraordinary and there was the emphasis on the creativity of the accessories and how she wore them in conjunction with the color palette she used and so forth. But within my own industry, I would say that my icon is a woman by the name of Elaine Gold. And mm-hmm. Elaine Gold started a scarf company called Collection 18. And I think that most people in our industry look to her and the way she pioneered the way for women business owners and got her scarf company to be one of the most important scarf companies in the industry.
Wow. Okay. Well, tell us how we can connect with you on social media and give us your contact information.
Okay. The best way to contact me is through my website. And as I said before, the address is www.accessory, that's with a Y at the end, brainstorms, with an S at the end, all one word, .com. And I also have a Twitter account called Invent Accessory, as well as I'm listed on Facebook and LinkedIn as well.
Okay. Now, tell us before you go, what are your current inventions? Do you have anything that we might know about that you've worked with recently?
I'm working with a product called Lumbar Wear, which is a product made in Spain, and it's a comfort product that you wear under your garments, and it has this sterling silver threadings in it, and they support your system for posture and ease. And this product is really fantastic, and we get great reviews on it. Another product, which we're first launching now, but we've already gotten good response to, is called Scarf Zipper.
Okay.
And it's a little patented invention that allows you to wear your scarves in many different ways. And it also has a semi-precious stone pendant on it and comes in different colors. And this will be available very soon on the marketplace.
Great. I will definitely look out for these items. I'm really into supporting these inventions because I'm always coming up with ideas. So thank you very much for your time, and I really appreciate you sharing more about your career and what you're doing. I think you are certainly a visionary and a trailblazer in my eyes. So, again, I appreciate your time.
Thank you for being in touch.
You're listening to Fashion Confab, where we have conversations with the icons and trailblazers of the fashion industry. Listen in to be informed and inspired as we profile the most influential people in fashion today. Motivating, informative, entertaining. You're on trend with Fashion Confab.